Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open, the fist clear. Face and we get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure and two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
phony, cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra, putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Thumping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetic with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn!
I take a puff then I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
The cop is the op, don't matter what block. You still got a cop.
no cap. Don't care where you at. Right at backpack.
Hey.
As long as you black, but I can't go for that.
No,
no, I can't go for that. No, no, no candle. August 30th, 48 represents a revolutionary, monumental type of event. A bad motherfucker with a real intellect. Ten steps ahead of his time, 3 to 5 from birth. Pushing the front line all over the earth to a new level. See, this the true rebel. We don't fuck with the state, no red or white or blue metal. Cops is the ops, is the pigs, is sick. Swine flu, pandemic, they plan that shit. But we upset, set up, free them all. It's a call, street party, IRC, UDC, all of y'all.
Friends and comrades with that decision. Like Pac said, this ain't living. They want us all dead. I can't be subjective when it comes to oppression. It's the war on black. Chapman told you that. Cause you say Chirac, don't think that we cool with that. Recognize the fact now. Is you gon' ride with that? With the same energy that when you ride on black. Nah, I ain't never say put down your straps. You gotta think about who want us all dead because we black.
With some mud, streets wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dance, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs the shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking to camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casting because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Car got on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and put the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Damn that nigga hitting every note, hit it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business,
you dead already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
That if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dad'll struggle and you dad'll win. Dad not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed, and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds stoop. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight war. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's all in your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. These modern day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael.
Nah.
I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady repping all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just try to land us a job, but they try to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building the bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen, is she natural pure? The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Got the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us. Yeah, them same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gold enough guys to be asking us. Why they keep killing each other? Why they respect their mothers? Why they daddy said? Why they keep being black? Why they stay unemployed? Why they don't vote? Why they don't sit together? Why they still dope? Why they fucking two tears in the bucket? Did the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain? The motherfucking cowards and corrupt is gross throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed. And it's all the earth for all it's worth. And I damn to take all the turf. And try to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legs.
generations coming up. And I only know, but I ain't be giving a fuck about go-getters like Harry T. Marcus Garvey. I didn't beat motherfucking minutes to UEP. Shit. We don't know through the COINTELPRO. We die by the time, man.
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up, straight up. You're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up, screaming Jesus can save us. I get the Bentley if I save up, but that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages, then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition that doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said, save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still, knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show and prove to me. But still you face each and I had to be religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity, for real.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparation. Bush administration, inequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the healer. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine Zetas. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I receive. Writing a song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? All my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
World is getting more iller than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains. Protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, yes, Shalom Bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes rolling together. Together how we are, to stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tact that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh, she ain't playing about changing me. Oh, man, yeah, more than different.
The world won't get no better. If we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it.
Fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Glock Lee.
reap what you sow. Lock the door, ain't nobody leaving alive. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it eye for an eye, and a tooth for tooth. Do the business like they do, I'm cocking back and shoot. Lock and load, standing at the end of the road. Rob and loot, you ride for me, I ride for you. You disrespect our community when you come around. This enlist the black ministers to calm us down. Bitch, fuck this and the police. Until the bullshit ceases, it's a war in the belly of the beast. A net turn around. I keep my finger on the fucking trigger. I ain't scared like these other niggas. Black life being lost to you cannibal types. Why you fighting over animal rights? You cannibal rights. Decapitate them like they did, dude. And let them rot in the woods. Leave them sitting there for bird food. It's cold-blooded, cause we can't get a fair shot. We getting 20 years for die rock. Three strikes, that's shit for niggas and the blocks, though.
I'ma say this shit one time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it up.
Fuck your jail cells. Fuck your major assholes. Fuck your chewing tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your militia. Your shotguns in the back of your pickup. You cowherding. Tell them break it down, you understand what I'm saying? You wanna race walk? You got it. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Oh, wait a minute. Free them all, Brother Chairman. Live and direct.
Free them all, somewhere. Live and direct. Right on. Here's up at. Here's up as open the fist clinch. Y'all know this is how we do this, y'all. Good. Here's up as open the fist clinch. Y'all know this is how we do this. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free them all radio, y'all. October 11th. 2023. I'm scared of making history, taking history, taking history, y'all. It's great to do. Y'all can take a pause for the calls. Let them know what time it is, y'all. Again, we're coming in. Forgive me for coming in late. You know what I'm saying? We say quality time. I waste quantity time. For Tennessee, Alabama, I'll see you tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? The mother, Lakeith Smith, for you in Montgomery, Alabama. I had to leave from down there early. Joseph Hubbard, right? Free them all. No doubt about it. Sure, my brother, Trustee Miguel Jones. Always good to see you in the building. That's what it is. Yes, sir. I hope you well that in, my brother. Yes, indeed. Maywood in the building. Maywood in the building. Montgomery, Alabama in the building, y'all. Chicago in the building. Corey Brown. I got to check that video you just dropped again, Corey Brown. I see it, but I didn't see it. I know it's fire. I know it's fire, so I'm going to check it out. I'm going to y'all check that brother out some in this day and age, especially on some everything, but hip-hop, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Some positive dynamics. Definitely needed to more than balance the scale, you know what I'm saying? Check his page out. I'm going to get a specifics up before we bounce up out of here, y'all. My man, comedian Ballhead Phillips, my man. Man, much respect to you, but man, let me know next time you got something going on. I got so many war stories about you, man. I'm going to tell that one about 63rd later on, you know what I'm saying? But this brother here, y'all, real talk. And hey, you know what? Let me know your next. I need some comedy. I need to come. I just left the Dave Chappelle joint. But I need to touch down with you, though, man, soon, man. Keep me posted, man. Ballhead, man, you know what I'm saying? When Chicago, it touches home real hard. We live. You can get in tune with us at 929-477-3785 and press 1 to get in. You got so much to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Flyer thing, like last minute. I got a vent getting on my chest too in a minute, y'all. It's been a rough 2-3 days, y'all. I mean, rough. You know, oh, man, hey, how the young people say, ballhead, say less. Mother Conference, she's tuning in with us too. Ballhead, send his love. Yes, indeed. Our brother, I know she's tuning in with us. Yup. Ballhead, say, make sure I tell you, she's sending his love. Man, for your mom, my brother, you got to get on top of this phone now. Okay. Ooh. Super team building for your mom. Let me know if y'all can hear me loud and clear. There's so much happening. These are test times. We're going to look for some calls to come in. We're going to talk about how to get the, we don't have the flyer done. So much stuff we got to try to get on top of. But October 15th, we're going to be a couple of places, y'all. We're coming to the 57th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. We're getting the 57th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. Our ball here tomorrow, to shout you right back out. She said, I love to you as well. Yes, indeed. I got ball here tapping in on Instagram, Mother Conrad, Mama Cool, and Jerry on Facebook. We are also live right here on Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. on YouTube. Live, and we on international radio on YouTube. So we, you know what I'm saying? Hey, the word is getting out. You know what I'm saying? So those you can call. You guys can call 929-477-3785 and actually hear it. 57th anniversary of Black Panther Party, birth October 15, 1966, by Minister of Defense Huey P. Newton and also the Chairman Bobby Seale. An organization that was born in Oakland, California, initially the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Good to be an international organization. As y'all, anybody knows, it's a hell of a job fighting to defend that legacy. Remains under attack. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, Chairman, get you some rest, put your guards down. We can't afford to. Real talk, we can't afford to. So, yes, we'll bring y'all up to speed on, you know, some later developments on a lot of situations we've been dealing with. You know what I'm saying? We're not running and ducking for no contradictions that we're going to deal with them. You dig? We also talking about the case of Ronald Ronnie Man Johnson. It's an upcoming event coming up now. So it's Dorothy Holmes. As we expected to call in, she's going to be bringing us up to speed, what she got going on, you know, how people could aid and assist with that. We also were talking about the October 22nd event, Oakland, California. I'm moving too fast. October 15th, we're going to have something. We're going to be right here. We'll be right here at on 63rd, right on Justine. Over there, the brothers center over there, or the Corey Center, and we're going to be doing something, the Black Panther Party Cup Youth Troops. I don't know what time it's going to be. There's going to be doing the anniversary of the Black Panther Party over there. Then we're going to put something together in Maywood that evening. You know what I'm saying? So we'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah, because we definitely missed out on that last demonstration. Couple weeks ago, we had it at the Aquatic Center at your dad's demonstration.
What, the barbecue?
Yeah, that barbecue for the young cubs.
Yeah, that's the Triple C's. The Triple C's, that's the weekly program we do. We did a Triple C, Children, Community, and Cubs. This 15th is going to be the birthday of the Black Panther, 57-year birthday of the Black Panther Party. Triple C's is a weekend event that we do throughout the world, international event that we do throughout the world. And, y'all make sure y'all tune in and be on deck for that. That's October 15th. Check my Facebook page on Fred Hampton to bring up the speak, you know, some exact detail. We're going to put something there for Maywood also. We got so much to do. We got to keep doing this. We got to be redundant. We can't get lazy or rest on our laurels. Because, again, the legacy of the Black Panther, and more people you come in contact with either don't know the Black Panther Party was, or there's an intent to hack and to co-opt their legacy. I want to make sure also y'all get a little FYI, too. Make sure y'all keep an update with this contradiction regarding the young Panther Cub, Tupac Shakur, and like latest developments. This is, you know, everything is political. A lot of people want to dismiss things. Just, you know, there's some, you know, rap wars or whatever, some gang shootings, what have you. Park was assassinated. Sam Cooke was assassinated. Peter Tosh was assassinated. The list goes on and on. We're going to be talking about that. But we really want people to do some homework, play with their political muscle. You know what I'm saying? Because then, you know, it kind of slows us down, you know, with just reactionary rhetoric. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, even getting our gumption up or our political muscle to recognize, to even have acknowledge that our organizations are targeted. A lot of times we can't affect them. We can't stand up, and that we worthy of being targeted. We worthy of being, you know what I'm saying, into the infamous COINTELPRO. So then, again, do some background history. You know, we kind of laughing earlier today on Facebook. I had put a comment on Facebook, a comment up there, and I said something to reference that look for this next reality show to come out, Vlad, Truth or Dare with Vlad TV. And a few comments came in, and one brother, bless his heart, he was explaining to me, like, be careful with Vlad, you know, just to, you know, lead the feds, so on and so forth. And Sister K Love had tapped in, and she said, Chairman, they don't know your background. I started laughing. I told the brother, all due respect on the comment, I said, I appreciate you. One of the things about this one of the pros and cons of being on with the path of politics is like garlic. It keeps the hanks away. I don't even get approached with certain things. I can tell you countless situations where Vlad told me, I mean, one brother, he was told to go do the Vlad show, and he told him. He said, man, yeah, good Chairman Fred. And my brother kept telling me, yeah, man, I'll get you on. Vlad will come up there. He's going to cover the Chairman Fred street party. And I started laughing. He said, what's so funny? I said, all due respect, they're not touching this yet, man. And he said, no, they're going to come. And then later on, I said, man, you got cats can go on there and say this and that. I said, you know this one. Look at the Breakfast Club. They're not reaching for the chairman. And hey, we ain't losing no sleep about it because, again, the climate, like, comes to, like, a lot of these college and universities. At a certain stage, the ante got up for them to bring in certain speakers and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? But these cats out there on the street, they don't want no smoke. They don't want no political heat. You know what I'm saying? And so it was kind of comical on Facebook quote. Let me get this up my chest real quick too. A situation. Let me give our condolences. This is Brother T. We just about 5-6 this morning. We got word to his family in our community. The field marshal knew his brother closely. His brother was doing like some music in studios. Be real known in the music arena, you know what I'm saying? More on the ground, not the, you know, upper echelons, what have you. So got worried his brother had passed. It's, you know what I'm saying? Transition. And so, you know, we need to go, you know, console his family, console the film marshal, other brothers, you know. And we was dealing with this situation. It was ironic. Another young sister came around. She was who just seen her father get murdered. I know y'all tuned in last week. We talked about this here. She seen her father get murdered. So she had came. So she had happened to be around and help, you know, some deal, you know, help people, you know, grieve, deal this contradiction. So I get in about 5-6, drained. I get a phone call this morning. You know what I'm saying? The phone was dead. So I put the phone, I get the phone call, I turn the phone on. And lady said, you know, Fred, I said, this is Chairman Fred, how can I help you? And she was saying to me that she said something, you know, you supposed to come to my son's court date today. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, I said, man, I was been dealing with this death, that's now we just found this brother dead. And forgive me, I'm just sitting down. I mean, and the response was mind-blowing. There's sensitivity. And some dynamics with this, and I'm saying this is respectful, politically respectful as I can. And a lot of times, this system, in fact, not a lot of times, in most cases, majority of cases, in all cases, directly and indirectly, the system turns you into a certain individual. And it can be passed down through DNA, you know what I'm saying? But the deal is the root. We come from a different culture of communalism, you know what I'm saying? Of connecting with our people. Even we talk about being victorious. We say at what cost? We don't want to become them. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the pros and cons of us being who we are as a people. We come, I say we as a people, we come from what we refer to as a matriarchal society. Sheikh Anta Diop talks about how we can live in harmony with nature. We can have, you know, so with men and women, so on and so forth, as opposed to Western or European society. It's a cold dynamic. You know what I'm saying? How it's able to make moves. You know what I'm saying? Like they can just throw 800 year sentences. You know what I'm saying? To these brothers and sisters in the courtrooms and callously. You know what I'm saying? With callous. And Field Marshal George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, said capitalism is it's a cold policy. It not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. And you see it represented, it reflected, and something like even the drug that the hustle on the streets, like, it's not just the money that dynamics of that, it's a policy to that. I remember a case in Detroit, I think it was Detroit, a young lady was beat to death on a bridge, and they were showing the footage when she was beat to death. And on the footage, say how long ago it was running on, the Gerardo TV show was going on. Her mother, the lady was beat to death, her mother and her daughter, they was on the stage. And the guy who had the murder case, he was satellite in prison. And they just got beat to death. She said to you, that's a dope thing or a strawberry. That was my daughter and her mother. Mm. I watched the video. I said, damn, not only, I look at the bigger picture. I didn't just watch the individual engaged with the physical actor. I watched how callous people became. Yeah. You feel like how they were, you know what I'm saying? And I remember the block I grew up in Inglewood. This young kid, he was dealing with his sister in the neighborhood. He came on the block, and it was kind of shocking because you know he was out there in the streets at the time. And, you know, this was a neighborhood that you wouldn't expect to see him in. Yeah. And so I talked to him. He said, "Oh man," he said, "man, it's a different block." I said, "Yeah, we put work into it. That's why it's a different block." He said, "I'm talking about setting up shop over here." I said, "No, I said nothing happening over here." And I said, "This," and I'm not saying that from no position like someone else is gonna be hustling. Mm-hmm. I said, "Take a walk with me for a minute." I took him down the block. I said, just look, step in the gangway. Look at the little sisters playing double Dutch rope. Look at them guys pitching pennies. Look at their faces, their body language. I said, now, take a still frame image of that. I said, now let's walk for a minute. We walked around to the block he grew up. He lived there and where the hustle was happening at. I said, watch them little girls respond when the car drive past. Look at the coldness in their faces. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, all the financial benefits that came through the hustle thing, but the climate, the people, the impact is different. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when you attack, a lot of times people say, you know, say they can resort to, well, me and I, you know what I'm saying? I'll cut you in order to make it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not cut from that cloth, and I don't want to be cut from that cloth. I don't take, you know, the thing we said, the people's pain reflects. I don't take for granted that I was able to come up in the streets of Chicago, or even before even getting here. You know, saying the situation, I'm clear who the state directly that came in on the side station, the chairman afraid to pick up the Mark Clark, almost 8.5 months pregnant with me. The Chicago police put a gun on her stomach. So to come out of my sanity, I don't take that for granted. You know what I'm saying? I was locked up, but I was in jail before I got here. And jail is not to rehabilitate you. They strategically, when they give birth, they have them handcuffed to them gurneys. That's a child is impacted by that. You follow what I'm saying? It's impacted. Even with animals, they say that when you kill cows and cattle, it's called halal.
Halal,
people say, is that halal meat? It's a certain procedure of respect they went through. They made them calm, they took care of them. When you kill them, because your blood, the cow, if you kill a cow under stress, the way the blood comes out, you follow what I'm saying? It's a different taste to the meat. It's a different cow. It's tough. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. This hit hard this morning. I thought. This is reflective. This situation. It's a microcosm. So much. Let me be blunt with you. I know this might, some people say that's too much information, but no, I ain't took a bath. I jumped up this morning. You know, we got to deal with brother there who they found dead last night. So we was up doing this last night.
Yes, sir.
And another person, and then you may say in the defense, well, they just dealing with a situation, you know. Right. And I say, but and like the people's pain reflects. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I, the background, I failed fourth grade English because I never said me or I. You know what I'm saying? I thought, you know what I'm saying? I'm reflecting something. This contradiction this morning with the insensitivity that was brought to me about, I told my mother, come around. I said, you know what? I said, do you know what I'm about to do? I said, I'm going to go down to the courthouse. See, I love to learn. You know what I'm saying? And my political style is like Muhammad Ali's fighting style. I take hits. It's a joke they make about this Chicago City. Chairman Fred, through fucking with you, you fucked all the way up. Other cats may break away from you because of a grant, some money, so on and so forth. I'm exhaust all remedies. You know what I'm saying? And if you ask an average woman what she'll do, you ask what she do for a child, you got to get two different answers. The moves I do for the people, crazy as that sound. Crazy as that sound. When the leadership of the street organization in Chicago told me one time years back, he said, man, you crazy, someone dying for the people. I said, yeah. Some niggas dying for cars, drugs, and drugs. So you said, something wrong with me? The education, the process, and the service, and I have no regrets. You know what I'm saying? We had a situation we had in City Hall last week, you know what I'm saying? Some contradictions we had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? It's still emotional that we had to deal with this. You know what I'm saying? About the Panther Party legacy. There was some young people in particular that spoke about how I impacted them. They talked about how they got misinformation about the Black Panther Party and when Chairman Fred came, when I came, the impact on them. And it blew me away. I didn't know stuff I took for granted, they had knew how you impacted them. So when you do certain moves, I don't want to say I'm crying the blues because one, ain't no music playing. Two, there are testimonies of war stories like that where you say, man, this is worth it. You're the people, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Man. And that thing, it cut me because I said, man, to become that, like I said, I'm like the man, the subjectivity. And also with another brother later, he was saying, well, some people don't know this. You can't pour a principle into people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You have certain dynamics, and we have to come to grips. We have to have a lot of people are incapable. Crazy that sound of compassion. You know what I'm saying? With dogs, they have some dogs that's gang dogs. They, you know what I'm saying? They come from long lines of fighting. You know what I'm saying? It's in them. It's their bloodline. And human beings, you know what I'm saying? You have some cats who have never had no frame of reference of compassion. Or no, you follow what I'm saying? And so. And the deal is, and that's hardcore. And the deal is to acknowledge that, but the deal is to say, man, this is here. There are some forces who are concerned for our people, and I can deal with ignorance, but arrogance and ignorance is a whole different dynamic. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
The platform that you have right now, and the way that God divinely prepared you for this demonstration, intellectual radio. That's where we at right now. You voicing your demonstration to raise the intellect and awareness of our people. You did want that to understand exactly what we dealing with. And we have this platform based by all praise be to Allah, God, for sure. Not to interject or bring spirituality into this, but to bring righteousness into this, righteous endeavors. And that's why we have the platform graciously appointed by you, coming through you as the chairman of the, I think, public enemy, old school security of the first world, sir.
He was talking about the young lady when he, go ahead.
Let me add to that too, what's unique about this dynamic, you know, so we're going to the case to that. In addition to information, we weigh theory and practice. Like I said, people think, okay, we just do like a radio show or two. We, man, turn the community, we have to work with the people. You know what I'm saying? Engage in it. And that's a lot of people don't get to see that part. And then, you know, like even that's even going down to county jail today. Sometimes they're rare. It's a drain on anybody who go through that. You know what I'm saying? The searching process, all that. And when they see me, I got to go, something Friday night, Dave Chappelle's in town. Like at United Center, I go through the, man, I mean, the SARS, they knew what, I mean, they gave me the whole runaround. So, next, you know what I'm saying? I'm not crying the blues. This is some of the heat that come with this. You know what I'm saying? The county jail, the whole psychological drama that come with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to close out with this situation. I'm going to give you the cases of the dynamics, though. But I trip on people like some skin in the game. When people come with a cut, and I'm like, damn, I don't remember seeing you at none of these events before. You know what I'm saying? And I got some of that politically, because the deal is a lot of times what it is like, you're talking about like people with the complexes, you know what I'm saying, or makeup time, you know what I'm saying, come through, you know what I'm saying, you're like, damn. The people who be around us, they appreciate and know the sacrifices. You know, then some people can be around you again. We say they put their blinders on. It's giving them, like I tell people, you got to be careful. It's giving them credit in some decision that they've made. As opposed to, when people see me, they say, here come Chairman Frey, y'all gonna bring the white man to the government. You damn right. The damage that happened to some people, they can't get
damn
but it's still, some people, people are not even conscious of it. They'll say, I made this bet with this guy, stay in prison. I say, man, you keep on calling every woman a B. I say, I guarantee you can't stop it. He said, bet your lunch straight. He was unconscious. Every woman he references was a B. You know what I'm saying? He was unconscious of it.
But in his defense,
I don't know what ecosystem he come from. You feel what I'm saying? The reality is there are some casualties in our community. You follow what I'm saying? We have to come to grips with that. There are some. See, people get it twisted when I say, when we say free them all. Mm-hmm. We say free them all. We say let the people sort them out. We know it's some, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Marines say kill them all, let God sort them out. We don't have it. I don't relate to abstract nationalism, that we all do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I know that's some cutthroat. I know some, you know what I'm saying? And it goes deeper skin color.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With that being said, y'all, we're going to come on in. We're going to come on in, y'all. We're going to be down. There's a lot of stuff going on. We know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to seize the time. Let me know if we get called. I know we're talking about Ronald Running Man Johnson case, the Holmes be calling in. We talking about the case, and we talking about what's happening internationally. We talking about the October 22nd, Oakland, California, the Black Panther Party anniversary. We talking about today. October 15th. That's the official Black Panther. We're gonna be doing. That's the date we're gonna be doing here, Chicago, through other places. We're gonna be on C30 Justine. I think at 2:00. Evening, gonna be in Maywood, Illinois. The flyers will be coming out soon. Forgive us the late delay. We're moving fast. We gotta move organized. Also, people talking what's happening in Middle East, Palestine, Israel, what's going down.
Yes,
I want to hide some contradictions. Mm-hmm. I want you to ask yourself some questions, like even what's, you know, when do, like certain, like the deal is, when do certain discussions, certain, you recognize certain things are contradictions, so not to negate or devalue what's occurring. But also, when do certain terms, let the record reflect, the term genocide, that term became into play after, you know what I'm saying, after having Nazi Germany, you know what I'm saying? That's that term came in. Okay, do me a favor. Hit this door for me, brother. Somebody let the brother downstairs on me. The door downstairs. We're going to talk about what makes it, what's in us and what's not in us, to see certain countries from having other communities, to even recognize the user terms, like, you know, war, genocide, so on and so forth, why people can have these type of political discussions what's happening within our community, you know what I'm saying? So we want to see the time up to Andy. Why people can see certain contradictions now, you know what I'm saying? Contradictions such as the fact, like, for example, people talking about, there's a big discussion about Floyd Mayweather, who up front about his disconnect with the black community. You know what I'm saying? I remember I talked about even the fight, Pacquiao. I'm a brother, went on, bring my people. Y'all have a seat right there, brother. Y'all. People acknowledging some contradiction that he engaged in. Right there, brother. He had some contradictions. He engaged in when he posed to send these airplanes and all this food, this aid to Israel, and people are recognizing these contradictions with him now. But prior to this, what, you know what I'm saying? How he never existed to the black community. So we got to seize the time. Say, okay, so be it. But let's have these discussions. But I want people to do their political. I want to do some homework too, because again, we had to tighten our skills up. It was a climate during the Black Power movement in the '60s when people were talking. There was common conversation. That's what's going on in Vietnam. What's happening in North Korea?
Right.
What's happening in Palestine? It was a common. Throughout the communities everywhere. Though that sort of, even a lot of people have a reaction and response. Like some guys be saying, what happened? What's going on with the migrants? You know what I'm saying? They want a quick fix, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the response. There was no discussion or acknowledgement going on before about El Chapo and the cartels, presence, so on and so forth. But also, even prior to that, on an international level, what, you know what I'm saying, what role did U.S. imperialism play, you know what I'm saying, at the quote-unquote coincidental time when you go, definitely, you go Chavez and other South American leadership, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the book, there's a book called Economic Hitman. I recommend y'all check out how the Americans can go through a country and set the stage where you can, you know what I'm saying, we can't be running up out of it. They chase the American dream. Lucille Ball show was a propaganda bomb. It was designed to have people trying to go, like climbing through holes to chase America. But who was in charge of, you know what I'm saying, running through wrecking havoc in their respective countries, you know what I'm saying, get the raw resources, the trade routes, what have you, and when people start coming and saying, chasing the quote-unquote American dream. Those type of discussions we look forward to having, y'all. So, again, we're going to up the ante, the political ante. All coming with, next week we're going to go into more detail, but we hope to touch on it for a minute here, though. But in the meantime, between time, we got a few guests in the building. You know what I'm saying? Introduction, you know, we got here. I also had to get that off my chest earlier. And I tell people, I got to do some research, some background checks on, you know what I'm saying, some respective work. A lot of times people... The problem making this shit look easy, I'm gonna think it's easy. You know what I'm saying? And most motherfuckers don't have no idea what the Black Panther Party, believe me. This, I'm telling you, they will put the situation with Tupac. I'm teasing some cats right now. I said, yeah, now you saying it's deeper than that, because the ruling class said that now. And when you attack Pac comes from the call with two members of the Black Panther Party. Man, like when Abu-Jamal told me, that your FBI file style, you at birth. This organization was talking about the infamous COINTEL program. Ain't no, okay, cut up, you know what I'm saying, your generation. A lot of people, the dynamics of people, their connection to the people, that was a dynamic of that sacrifice for struggle. It was a whole different dynamic. With that being said, y'all, 929-477-7385. And that's what we have here. Welcome to Fremont Radio. For our listening audience, our viewing audience, introduce, let people know who you are.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm Denise Spencer. I'm Michael Carter's mom. He's been in jail for 24 years for a murder he did not commit. So he was wrongfully convicted.
Okay.
You want me?
I can tag team with you. We can tag team with you real quick.
Okay.
You want to throw me a run?
Oh, absolutely, because she has a story that is true and oftentimes not told, about this victim impactation situation, particularly as it pertains to our sisters, queens, mothers, and sisters, whom are impacting on both sides of this coin. He did what I'm saying from the point of view of the victims that he is killed, as well as the victims that are becoming known as being wrongfully convicted and tortured, coerced, and everything else along the lines of profiling and isms that we are all too familiar with. But I don't want to take up too much time away from the Queen Mother, because there is another Queen Mother with a similar plight and story as well of missing out or otherwise losing her son to the kidnapping of the system that is. So with that out, and also without further ado, the Queen Mother herself, Ms. Denise Spencer, telling the story of her son and how she viewed it.
So in 1999, September 13, 1999, my son was taken into 51st and Wentworth Police Station. He was in police. They took him down to the police station. And I told them that I was falling behind them. And they told me, don't come.
How old was he?
He was 19 years old. Matter of fact, he was there. He was in college at Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Okay.
So he was in college. He graduated from high school, Inglewood High School. So he was already in college. He was a mathematician. He was very smart. Okay.
Yeah.
But he's in the hood.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the murder happened on 61st of May.
Mm-hmm.
With Friday Garden got killed. Okay. So they took him to police station.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear them beat you now this 51st on 51st, you know how the death is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean
those that do know and
right.
have had interactions
absolutely.
With police.
So they just sitting at the desk
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to each other, music going on, and all you can hear something, boom. Oh, I said I didn't do it. I could just hear him say, I didn't do it. Boom, you a lying nigga. Boom, you know, so I'm like, I'm going out and say, hey, that's my son. I know my son's voice.
Yeah.
I said, that's my son.
Yeah.
And they said, who's your son? The lady said, who's your son? I said, that he beating up. Where my son at? Where they beating him up at?
Mm-hmm.
So she going to say, he just came. Oh, you got to go upstairs. That's the homicide. That's upstairs. So I'm running up the stairs.
Yeah.
I got to the top of the stairs. I hear all of her. I heard something go boom, boom. So they must have kicked him off the chair.
Yeah.
You know, they kicked the chair from my bunk. Yeah. And he said, get up, nigga. And then you can hear him say, then I see her, boom. And then next thing I'm like, I hear a slap. You know, I can hear every hit, every kick.
Being right there by that door, hearing your love.
No, I'm talking about I got to the top of the stairs. And you know right here with that thin wall, if you go 51st, you know the desk. Before you can go through the desk, you got to go around. Then there's somebody sitting right there.
Okay.
So I'm listening to my son. So O'Brien is sitting at the desk. Detective O'Brien is sitting at the desk. So Brudrow and Hollering, they inside the room. They the ones that's beating them up.
Listen, audience and viewing audience, I need y'all, if y'all can, some of these names, I need y'all to write. We're going to go back and to some of these names. So remember these names. Boudreaux, some of these names she mentioned.
Boudreaux, Hollering, O'Brien.
Make note of these names. We're going to go back and do some criminal back checks on these individuals. So remember, take note of some of these names that she's making mention of.
So then after that, so O'Brien come up and say, I say, that's my son. And then the man say, who you is? What's your name? What you here for? I said, that's my darn son you hitting on. And at that time, it was too late. They done hit him again. Boom! I said, see, that's my son. Y'all ain't got no business beating on my son. Y'all, but he didn't do it. He said he didn't do it. Don't you hear him crying saying he didn't do it?
Yeah.
And then he said, who you saw? I said, Michael Carter, the one that you got back
brother,
there.
Brother,
y'all
brother,
I said, y'all beating him up. And then so he turns around, he goes in there. And he goes, the next thing you know, another hit. He hit the wall, and the wall shook.
Mm.
Now, when the wall shook, I said, y'all just going to keep sitting here and let them jump on my son? And I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm crying now, because now y'all just jumped on my son. There ain't nobody moving. Everybody's just working and signing papers like they just normally do,
yeah.
Like this is the norm.
Yeah.
And then by that time, he said, hey, I heard when he told him, hey, man, parent outside. All of a sudden, got quiet.
Yeah.
It got quiet. So then O'Brien came up, Hollering came up and tells me, who your son? I said, Michael Carter. He said, y'all ain't got no business interrogating him without his mama. He said, how old is he? I said, he's 19. Oh, he old enough. We don't need you. I said, no, but you in there beating on him. You in there beating on him trying to make him say he did something he didn't do. So then he going to tell me, no, he don't need you. He passed 18. He's 19 years old. You need to leave. I said, I'm not leaving. I'm staying here with my son. He said, you don't get your A up out of here. We're going to put you in jail for obstruction of justice. And I stood there. He said, okay. Then the other, Valdez came up, and he said, lock her A up. I said, you can't lock me up. I'm staying up here with my son. My son, you can't do that without a parent.
Yeah.
He said, oh, he's 19. He can do it without a parent. He said, you got 5 seconds to get out of here. We're going to lock your A up.
Yeah.
And do you know, I'm not going to lie. I turned around. I stood there for a minute, but I was crying. I was like, I can't believe I got to walk up out this door and leave my son.
You faced impossible.
And leave my son with y'all beating him up, and I got to walk out this door. Do you know what it took out me? When I got home, I'm saying 2 days later, I had a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. I had a stroke.
Then you know, he still didn't get to the police station. 3 days they called him, 72 hours. He still didn't get to the police station.
He still on 51st.
Wherever they had him at.
Well, you don't know. Right.
He didn't get to the county until a week late. That's when he got to the county. To the county. And by that time, I was able to, you know, talk to him when he was on what you call with the orange suit on. You can't.
Suicide watch.
You know, before you come in, they process you. You can't come. You can't.
Intake.
Yeah.
When
the main is strong.
Right. So I didn't get the chance to visit my son until like a month later. So by that time, I'm sick. I'm going back and forth to the doctor now because my blood pressure, I've been crying every since my son got locked up.
Undoubtedly.
Okay, not only did they do that, they had his cousins in jail too. So what they did is made them, the girl cousins, Felicia, LaTanya, and Michelle, had them locked up because, see, they sold weed. At around the scene, because at the scene where it happened is the cousin stayed, his cousin stayed on the second floor, okay, and it happened outside of their house. So they had them locked up for 3 days and told them they're finna take their kids from them if they don't say that his cousin killed the guy that did the murder.
The abuse of authority.
Absolutely. So they wouldn't let them, didn't feed him, wouldn't let him eat, use bathroom, wouldn't let them, made them until you sign this. You can go home. Otherwise, we taking DCFS to take your kids. She'll tell you. I can bring up here. She'll tell you exactly everything I'm telling you.
And why are we still fighting right now today these civil rights issues that should have been determined long ago? And yet they still rearing their ugly head as a means of leveraging or otherwise oppressing and suppressing our people further with their laws and what have you of immoral indecency. Excuse me.
I intentionally said, I want y'all listeners and viewers to take some names down. We spoke about before history of Lieutenant John Burge.
John Burge, Boudreaux.
And Boudreaux in particular was known for the crime solver.
This is still going on for sure, but these same perpetrators have been doing what they do.
Let's give some background.
He's in jail right now.
My son is in jail right now.
We're trying to get appeal.
I want to bring people to speak some background on this. London, they call that.
We still have the other queen mother on board as well.
Okay.
I'm unable to get her into the queue, but she is on board.
Okay, calling.
Okay, can possibly talk through the phone.
Okay, hold on. Let me give me 1 second.
Yes,
I'm a cub, not an octopus. I can't do anything at one time. You know what I'm saying?
People are many, for sure.
There are 2 violent crimes, and we talk about Mark Clemens and other people took us torture in London. They referred to as the House of Screams.
Mm-hmm.
John Burge was equipped with like an elite team, Boudreaux, in particular, he was a crime solver with children in particular. Mm-hmm. And
they're about how they have maliciously prosecuted our mentally ill people and brothers in the community as well, frankly.
I'm going to correlate this because a lot of times we look at our situation subjective, like I was just saying earlier, about Palestine and Israel. I want to bring it back to home. John Burge was trained in Fort Benning, Georgia.
He was trained in Fort Benning, Georgia.
He took the infamous black box. He utilized these tactics where he would take the black box, electroshock. They document men who shoot on their genitals on their private areas.
Yeah.
And he's a homegrown terrorist.
Yeah.
And these individuals that they had trained, you know, these individuals that you banned, they came with his tenure. I'm trying to win people. We're trying to up the ante. To look at, you know, what I'm saying. Like I'm not really a big advocate for this whole thing about like prize about. Like, I want like one. Malcolm X said, "America's democracy is an hypocrisy." A lot of people had an issue when the U.S. was referring to people in New Orleans as refugees. I said, no, let's let it come out. You know, it sets us back about the facade of freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like terms like concentration camp, you know, that's supposed to Cook County Jail. We say police terrorism is police brutality. It's embarrassing being oppressed, but we don't use brutal terms with brutal realities. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's empowering people to assist us throughout the world on an international level, because we go along this facade, like, you know what I'm saying? We have to clear the role of other police in our community. You know what I'm saying? It's occupying army. You know what I'm saying? If you were to tell that testimony that you told, you, those who just listening can't see her. She has no pen here, no paper here, no notes with her. The details of the days, the individuals involved. And it's, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling you. And that, if that was someone from another country, you know what I'm saying, to lay out this testimony, automatically through war crimes, you know what I'm saying, they can make the connection, you know what I'm saying, too late, you have the stroke, you feel what I'm saying? But with our community, a lot of times, these euphemisms, so I'm trying to, we want to up the industry, especially right now, when people are acknowledging atrocities across the world, to make this, to make the correlation. That's what I want to do. We live on the record here on Freedom on Radio. I'm about to have a sister, so one second. So comrade. I have to call it back on the queue. Okay, hold on one second. Hold on. So, comrade, we got any more callers in queue? You got callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Also. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press.
Can I call you? Okay. I don't know if they're recording for the show, too, though. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sister.
Okay, yeah. I'm finna put the sister through right now. Mama McGee, Queen Mother McGee.
I want to make sure we get
Queen Mother McGee. Are you here?
And some other information.
Okay.
Man, the call done dropped, man.
Okay. Well, we want to get back.
I'm trying to get
back. Okay. Give us your son's contact information, any relevant court information that's going on, and I need with the, we have a campaign called One Prisoner, One Contact. I need this information put up there. I need, you know, so we the One Prisoner, One Contact is, and this is the moral support, also for the security of those we have captured. Mm-hmm. We got an international listener audience listening to us right now. Just give us his name, his ID number, you know what I'm saying, and bring us to speed any upcoming court dates.
Yeah, he got a court. Okay, so now, matter of fact, Greenberg is his lawyer, right?
Okay.
Doing it for pro bono.
Okay.
Okay, and he got a court date to determine if they're going to bring it back to trial or if evidentiary hearing. That's
okay.
What's happening.
Okay.
Okay. So it's on the 18th of October.
Okay.
Okay, which is next Wednesday.
Okay.
And also his name is Michael Carter. His ID number is Robert, which is R.
Okay.
18028. It's Michael Carter 18028. You got to put that R from, and he's in Robinson, Illinois.
I need somebody tag team. What is I need that posted up? His information and his name, ID number, posted up on our social media outlets. One more time, if you can.
His name is Michael Carter, and his number is, ID number is R as in Robert, 18028.
I need somebody to post it up for me. This upcoming court date, what's, is it, okay, I know the lawyers, great job. Is it something that we can, like, people can do, like,
well, me, myself, I'm going there because the simple fact is, you know, I've been meeting with Ken Fox every since she got an offer.
Okay.
Okay, I gave her all his information on what happened.
Yeah.
I even sat down and talked to her, did an interview with her, telling you all, telling the same thing I just told you,
yeah.
I told Ken Fox.
Okay.
She sat there. She acted like she was with kids, you know, felt for me. And we got no response from her.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I just went to one of her wrongfully convicted meetings,
mm-hmm.
okay? I sat in there, heard her talk, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, she did all, you know what I'm saying?
Free them all.
How come you not getting on your state's attorney that you hire to look at the case to see if he's going to try the case or if he's going to go to trial or you're going to drop it? He keeps doing it. Oh, I didn't read it. Who does that? This is his life. He did 24 years already for something he didn't do. But then you take this piece of paper that you got in here with all this new evidence, everything that is in here that's correct, and you don't want to read it? You want to take your time because you're thinking about it's just a case. So you tell them, I ain't ready yet. Continue. And then the judge should say, okay, continue to the next month to the third. And then here we go another month. Continue. If you don't wait 24 years to come back for your case to be heard again. And this is what you do. I hold the state's attorney accountable, too, because you hired him, right, to go look back at the new evidence you discovered, that they discovered. Why aren't you reading it? Why aren't you going through it so that you can go ahead and take this case and go on? Because this man been locked up 24 years for something he can do. Look at the people that just, last week that I just sat there and watched them. 30 years, the young lady, 30 years she did for something she didn't do. The man, 24 years or something he didn't do. Now Kim Fox let them lose. Now they on the panel, and they praising her and thanking her. But they playing with your case for 24 and 30 years. It's not right.
This is October 18th court date. Is it, or are they saying this is like a final?
This is like
a final date.
Continue that he keep doing.
Okay.
Queen Mother, is this a final disposition or what is the expectation?
No, this is continued that he keeps doing because he said he hadn't read the case.
Okay.
So this October 18th, when we go there today to see if he's going to say, okay, we're going to go to take it to trial or let him go free.
Is it Cook County?
Yes. Yeah. 26 of California.
This is California. October 18th.
Yes.
What time?
At 9:30.
October 18th, 2600 South California. You in the courtroom?
208. I think it's room.
We need one.
Judge Light. I was just saying.
We need warm bodies. Judge Light. We need warm bodies. We need warm bodies down there.
Yeah.
October 18th, 2600 South California. Courtroom again one more time.
Yeah, Judge Light.
Okay. And the basic. Give me his name again.
Michael Carter. His number is R18028. That's Michael Carter. And he's going to Judge Like, is his judge, room 208 at 9:30.
It's been continued for how long?
24 years.
24 years. That's your question. You have any children?
Yes. Daughter don't want, if I get on the subject of his daughter told him this. And I was so angry with her.
Humanized.
She told him that she don't want to talk to him. I don't have nothing to do with you. He got four grandbabies. She just had a fifth one. She don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him while you ain't there. And I'm not going to talk to you. You abandoned me, and now you want to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you.
People.
I said, how he abandoned you? He got knocked up for something he ain't doing. You blaming your daddy for something he ain't do? I said, come on. You really ain't going to talk to him?
Let me just say something.
I'm going to get y'all on hold, too, brothers. Bring y'all in 1 minute, brothers. The brother told me not too long ago, that's what I say, turns out political. He remembered, our headquarters on 54th and Halston, we used to have these discos.
Yes,
and you would get in, so you come back with a proof that you went to go visit somebody in prison, because you get in free at the discos.
Yes, sir.
And his brother, he said you was pastor, struggling with my mother. My mother was saying that my daddy went to jail. He said, no, he didn't go to jail. He was taken to jail. And he said he recalled that. You know, I stood on that. You know what I'm saying? How we view prison, you know what I'm saying? Again, and it's exactly, I'm hearing your pain. I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying? It's not, Winnie Mandela said, it not only impacts the respect of prisoner,
mm-hmm.
how it attacks to his families, everything, you know? And it's strategic. That you said, and it's important that I know it's hard, because as children, we see our parents subjected, like, you know, my daddy could do anything, my mom could do anything, but to be kidnapped, you know what I'm saying? And that hurts. I'm hearing you as a mother and a grandmother, and you know what I'm saying? And it's strategic. I tell you, we see the cases when our brothers and sisters get out. We go, oh yeah, yeah, but they were snatched during their reproductive periods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they've been snatched with vital times, the impact, you know what I'm saying, the children, the grandchildren. And like logically, you saying, he didn't leave, he was taken, you know what I'm saying? And this conversation, you know what I'm saying, it's bigger than just him. Our communities are impacted.
Yeah.
And these war criminals, the Boudreaux, and et cetera, you know what I'm saying? They got blood on their hands, you know what I'm saying? For generations, you know what I'm saying? And so I just want to make sure, again, yeah, we need that warm bodies, y'all. 26 California, we need y'all down in that courtroom for this brother's case, you know what I'm saying? And I'm hearing you loud and clear.
If we may, Chairman, I have the Queen Mother, Miss McGee, on deck as well with an atrocity that was perpetrated against her. Okay. I know naturally we can't get everyone involved, but just to speak to and let it be known that this is happening more than just one time, more than just one place, and more than just one of our communities. So please allow me to introduce Queen Mother, Mrs. McGee. Mrs. McGee, Queen Mother.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening,
My name is Annie McGee. They end up coming to my house because all the young people in the community were telling me that your son wasn't around. Your son didn't do that. The thing was, two officers got shot. And they was in the alley around the drug dealers. And so when the young people, you know, I was trying to teach them, do not sign a form unless it's filled out, you know, because they kept telling me that the officers were giving them blank forms to fill out. And it's blank form just says sign it after they torture them. And so one day I heard, knock on my door and flashlights all outside. And so they asked for me and my husband, and he said, well, what do you want her for? Because he know I don't do nothing but teach and go to school and raise my family. And so they never did tell him. They bogarted their way in. They came upstairs. And my daughter, my little girl, she was a teenager at that time. She didn't trust the officers. And she started, why y'all like my mama? Why y'all like my mama? And so she ended up calling the 3rd District Police Station, which was closer to us. Now, it was this George Carl and Detective Murphy, which came. So I had to calm my daughter down. I said, just calm down, calm down. And I told them I had to use the restroom. Now, in the washroom that I was using was on the second floor in grass bricks. So every time I got ready to go to the bathroom to use it, one of the detectives pushed the door back open. Mm. So I walked to the door to close the door again so I could have the privacy. And then he pushed it back open. So the third time he did it, you know, the other officer looked at him like, why are you doing this? And you see she can't come out the window. So by that time, the 3rd District Police came to the house. And they were getting ready to take me out. Now, I didn't trust them either because I just knew that they were going to either beat on me or interrogate me, anything to upset my son when he know his mom is a nerd. So the officer looked at him when he was going to put the handcuffs on and said, why are you going to put the handcuffs on? And then he put his handcuffs back in his pocket. So the 3rd District escorted them. Well, they 3rd District took me in the police car, the paddy wagon, to 111th Street. And then they kept trying to interrogate me, and I kept saying the 23rd Psalm every time they hollered at me. And
God be your witness.
The last one that they tried to interrogate me, he stepped out at the door and said, who ordered for Mickey's arrest? And they said, Laurel Sullivan. Now, later on, I found out that she was working on a position to be a judge. Well, she did make it because one year I saw her on the ballot. And, you know, it's just like they was wondering why all these young people telling me about her running around at night with her boyfriend who worked in the narcotics division interrogating the neighborhood. And, you know, it was kind of unbelievable. Well, I can't say it was unbelievable to me to that extent. I know they do, knew they do dirty stuff, but I didn't know to what extent that they would go. And when they came to arrest me, they never did read me no Miranda rights. I didn't know why I was being arrested until I went to, you know, when they took me down the lockup, they got tired of me giving them a 43rd sum when they took me down the lockup. And when the officer looked over at me, she said, "May I help you?" And I'm looking really confused because I'm standing in the middle of the room not knowing what to do. I said, "They just brought me down here." She asked me my name. She said, "They can't keep with obstruction of justice." She said, "They need to stop doing people like that."
Mm.
And then I'm saying to myself, how many people do they do if they don't know what to charge you with? I guess what they charge you with. And she interrogated me until, I think, about 2.5 years. Whenever she had a court day, she put it either on my birthday or my son's birthday. But
dig that.
And then he's been like that for 29 years. He only got a chance to take a glimpse at his kids.
What's Queen Mother? Excuse me, Queen Mother, for interjecting, but what's your son's name?
Claude McGee.
And his
ID number is B as in boy, 10590.
Can you repeat that for us, please?
B is a boy, 10590.
Do you know if you have any relevant court dates upcoming?
What?
No, he's working on his case because, you know, trying to deal with the appeal. They, you know, those guys have $1 million on cases and they really don't give a heck.
Excuse me again, Mother Queen Mother, if I may interject just to bring some clarity to it while we have it right now. The brother Claude McGee, he's my brother for sure and comrade, you know what I'm saying, as well as Queen Mother's son, Queen Mother Spencer's Denise's son as well. But the brother Claude McGee, he has a flash drive proving his innocence and also proving for a fact that these corrupt cops, George Carl and other ones, see this here case, absolutely. This here case has far-reaching implications down to Mississippi and back. You know what I'm saying? If you recall, in the mid-90s, mid to approximately late 90s, this case involved the shooting of two police officers who were just sitting around doing who knows what when they were shot around a dope spot doing who knows what in our community. I'm not going to let them doing who knows what, but they were doing whatever they were doing when they were.
Interject for a minute.
Yes, go ahead, Queen Mother, my bad. This is your show.
Some of the young people was telling me that one reason that they got shot was because the drug dealers was up in the ante with the payoff that they were supposed to get the officers. And so they got in a gun battle about five gun shells around, you know, the police car, five different guns. So it wasn't no one person that shot the officers. And they was in the car. They were sitting in the car.
We want to, even before next court days, whatever, we want to do much community support we can with this case. So, and I also want
to get a court date or them to dismiss his case.
Okay.
Because they had documents that they had hidden that he ended up getting them to bring about, they said they couldn't find them.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like when it came down to the gun or the weapon, Laurel Sullivan was saying, oh, well, we couldn't bring the weapon because it was broken up in a lot of pieces.
Well, listen, Queen Mother, we going to hopefully get back on this page for sure, but
where's
we definitely want to let them know the situation.
As you said, we're concentration camp. Where's
he
at?
He's in, okay, he's moved all over. He's in,
he done got moved all over.
Yeah.
You got to be consistent with our language.
Yeah.
He done got moved all over. You know what I'm saying? He got, your son was taken to jail. You know what I'm saying? We got to be really consistent with our language, our terms. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people think there's some decisions we made. We don't know vacation. You know, you're taking a jail. You're getting moved around. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, when you think back to slavery, you had no choice.
That's right.
Modern day slavery.
Find out.
That's what I always call.
Give us his ID number again. This venue is open for you. You know, I connect you some other venues also. Do you have anybody getting social media contact? The people can social media contact people can look at to keep updated also, like Facebook.
You know, it's like we're reliving it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Therefore,
trauma for sure.
We want people to reshare this, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? We want to help. We put it out there, repost it, utilize this social media to get it out. So I need y'all to help. Make sure type his name, Michael Carter, his ID number up there. And hit us back if you can this week. Where is he at? So we can keep updated on his status.
He's in Robertson, Illinois.
Robertson.
He's in Robertson, Illinois.
Okay.
His ID number is Michael Carter R as in Robert 18028.
We gotta make sure I get that posted.
McGee as well.
Yep.
Two brothers amongst several.
This venue is open. Whenever y'all want to come in, keep us posted. Yeah, different venue. I'll make sure I give my direct contact. Keep us abreast.
Okay.
Right on.
Get that number for Claude again. The Queen Mother was trying to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, say it, Queen Mother.
B-S-4-1-0-5-9-0.
Okay. Lock that in, y'all. Claude McGee. Y'all repost that.
Centralia, Illinois.
Plant Trail. I remember that place. Plant Trail.
I will say,
man.
I thank God that he has been blessed.
Man.
He was in Lawrence, and they transferred him from Lawrence to Robertson. So he just got at Robertson just this year.
Yeah.
He's been there a year now at Robertson. I'm hoping now, I'm praying that the good Lord will release him and he'll be coming out. He won't be transferred nowhere.
We'll transfer to the streets.
Yeah.
October 18th. October 18th. We need warm bodies out there.
Yeah. I'm praying.
Right on. We live direct on Free Mall Radio, Spirit of Making History, Taking History, Taking History, y'all. Y'all, Bell is a club. What is you go there? Maybe y'all go. Bell, see right here from y'all. Y'all grab these keys too. Stay with us. Grab them.
That's the longest fight and struggle is real. And man, brothers are trying to step up. At least I am, and I know my brother, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. is for sure. So man, we on this fight, and we got good brothers and men up next.
Comrade, any calls in queue? Let me
free them all, Brother Chairman. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Sister Tina online.
From Montgomery, Alabama.
They did that.
I said that's going to be.
I think Sister Tina might be on another conversation right now.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get back in a few minutes. Get on mute for me. We're live on Free My Radio, brother. I know we on the wind down. Bring us to speed. Introduce y'all. Show who we got here. What's on the plate? What's that? What we talking about?
Greetings and peace, free them all. I am Dr. Chesare Moore. I'm Brian Israel. I am here to speak. It's ironic I come in on this particular night, speaking about people in prison and so forth. I did 31 years in prison. I was 18 years old at the time, and I was released just 2 months ago.
Oh, my God.
I want to speak about justice in three different ways. Right? We have two ways that basically strip us of power and put us in a position where we have to ask for them. The first form of justice is justice of outcome.
Where they come in like this. We're on about 12-minute countdown, too.
The first one is justice of outcome. When we talk about wrongful convictions, this is where we're asking the court system to provide a proper outcome. We're left at the mercy of the judge system. The second one is justice and fairness, which is a matter of the sentences that we receive. You take a person who's 18 years old, like myself, and you take my co-defendants, and I got to say their names, Amado Jackson, B11393, Henry Lovett, B542226, and Timothy Mobley, B58412. I was 18 years old. Henry Lovett was 17. Amado Jackson was 18. Timothy Mobley was 20. When you give these guys natural life, hundreds of years, and you try to say that the system is fair, there's no way to reconcile those realities. But the third form of justice, of which I'm here to speak of today, is a type of justice that is called the justice of process. And we don't have to necessarily ask for justice of process. We have the right to demand justice of process. We have a constitution. We have a document. The state of Illinois itself was founded upon a constitution. It was incorporated into the United States of America. And with that constitution, there comes different offices that we as the voting public have the power to vote people into and out of. But the reality of these offices is that they come with duties. And those who hold these offices don't have the right to abrogate their duties and pass them off to unconstitutional officers. In this situation, I'm speaking about the Office of Attorney General. The Attorney General's responsibility is to represent the people of the state, not the Cook County State Attorney, not a special prosecutor. It is the Office of the Attorney General. It has constitutional power, and it has common law power. It goes all the way back to England. And in Cook County, particularly, it goes throughout the state, particularly in Cook County, when I was prosecuted, my indictment said, people of the state of Illinois versus Cesare Moore. And everybody, your son and everybody else, our charges say, people of the state of Illinois versus us. Well, when the attorney general, whose job it is to represent the state, not the Cook County state's attorney, when he abrogates his responsibility, his or her, whoever is holding office, and they abrogate their responsibility, then justice of process is violated. And the remedy for violation of the justice of process is to abrogate and give away what's called jurisdiction. If the courts have no jurisdiction, the system has no jurisdiction, then the judgments rendered pursuant to these prosecutions in which the person who was voted into the office with their responsibility, those convictions are essentially void. They have no right. They have no power because the Constitution says who that power belongs to. And we have common law. Common law means the court-defined law. We have plenty of wide body, large body of court records, court rulings, which define clearly exactly what those responsibilities are, and it clearly states that they do not have the power to give them away to a locally elected official, a Cook County state's attorney, for example, who has no what's called sovereign state power to begin with. And I say this here because, you know, we're pressed for time.
it would probably take, you know what I'm saying, at least maybe quite a few episodes, quite a few broadcasts, I should say, to fully lay this out. But I want to invite the listening audience, as a person who's lamented the Illinois Department of Corrections, like I said, for 31 years, I would like to invite the listening audience to come down the educational path and an empowerment path and recognize that we're speaking about here a different kind of justice, the type of justice that you don't have to ask for, but something that comes with the empowerment of the fact that you are a citizen of the state of Illinois. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of how much you may exercise, this is the reality of who and what you are. And with that comes birthright power. And you have the right to demand it. And there are remedies. And over the next few broadcasts, next few weeks, et cetera, I invite you to take this journey with me and my brother.
What key points can people move, like, to check out, do some background, research or information, and get some remedies? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can this, you want to jump in too, brother?
One remedy in particular is called a declaratory judgment. Declaratory judgment is based upon rulings that already exist that address a situation that already grants you power and a means of recourse. A declaratory judgment is not something that you have to go into a new court and ask a judge to determine. It's something that has already been determined. And what you're essentially doing is going in via the power of tort to say that, hey, I, as an interested and concerned citizen, have been offended by your action. I've suffered because of your action. This is one methodology by which the people, I, yourself, you, have the power to say, hey, wait a minute. What made this individual, this particular county officer, have the audacity to think that you, in and of your own authority, have the authority and jurisdiction to prosecute us and engage in this state process to begin with?
I'm about to be here next week or be in Africa. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no telling. For those who just tuning in with us too, y'all, forgive us for the, you know, that we didn't get to spend the time. Man, one of the bad things about moving on the pivot, I live out of a suitcase. The radio, y'all didn't see me do the radio show from the airport, different places, wherever we do the calls, we at. So I just want to get some gut points that people can follow up on. There's remedies. Yeah.
The Attorney General Kwame Raoul.
Okay.
Who represents the people.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't know. Ask Kwame Raoul's office.
He ain't gonna answer.
Who
exactly?
He ain't gonna answer.
Who actually represents the people of the state of Illinois? And if somebody else says that they do, are they telling the truth?
She said she didn't ask me. You haven't got no response yet.
Not one.
Have you got a response in relation to that question?
No.
Have you asked
the phone? I have called him about my son.
Period. So you can't get to him. That way. You can call the phone. You can't get to him.
You're inquiring about the first two types of justice that I have. The correctness of the outcome.
But they said you got to follow the chain of command.
Let me step in. Let me step in for a minute because I know we're pressed for time. What we're saying is that the whole process that your son went through,
mm-hmm.
and I know him,
okay.
That the process is unconstitutional. What we're saying is that the state's attorney is via an institution. She's upholding an institution or the tenets of an institution. She has no power to represent the people of the state of Illinois. She goes in front of a court to ask permission to let a person go. The attorney general could go to court himself because he represents the people in all capacity, criminal and civil, in and out of the courts. You and I, right? You go to him, and you go to him with the threat of going to court for asking for a declaratory judgment, Judgment simply means that who represents the people? And they declare, is it the state's attorney or the attorney general? With that documentation from the courts. Then you go with the people and you wave and they said they, meaning the attorney general, they and that office represent the people solely, not the state's attorney. The state's attorney don't work up under them, don't work over them.
No,
they have absolutely no power. So what we're talking about essentially is that you're going through motions. You're going through a system, right,
mm-hmm.
that is flawed, a system that is unconstitutional. Everything that happened to Mike
mm-hmm.
is unconstitutional. Now, a lawyer is not going to tell you this. A lawyer is going to side with the state's attorney because that what that takes away his livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to agree with everything we're saying. But everything I'm telling you is documented. Don't believe us. Go and check it out. Go to the attorney general and say, who represents the people of the state? Criminally and civilly, under the common laws, and the common laws are incorporated in the laws of the state of Illinois, and that's it. That's all. But you would need, and we're doing it. We're in the process of doing it now. A declaratory judgment to determine once and for all who represents the people. But everything I tell you has already been documented. It's in the Constitution. When the drafters enacted the 1970 Constitution. It's all there. What we're saying is it's been there since at least 1969.
Just needed to be read.
But because we are, you know, oblivious to certain things that we don't want to, you know, and we believe in the system and the system's going to work for us, the opposite. It's just the opposite. So we need a lot of people, mothers, particularly mothers, to march with us because you're asking the wrong entity. Kim Fox does not have the power that you think she has. She doesn't. You ask her.
She said that.
She has
on the panel.
She has statutory law, and that doesn't trump constitutional law.
You better believe.
The constitutional law and what's give the attorney general the power. The common law, which is from England, is what gives the attorney general power to represent, even when you're in court. Not only do he represent the victim, he represents the defendant. So when you have a state's attorney who's bent on revenge or whatever else is in their mind, right,
mm-hmm.
they don't worry about, they don't think about, they don't concern themselves with, only thing they're concerned about is a check on the board,
mm-hmm.
a moat is what they call us. We got another moat. We got another conviction.
Let me just want to say, so basically you're saying that this mother and other mothers, you know, the people in general, they should, in regards to their cases, they should approach the attorney general in addition to who they represent. What putting pressure on her son's case? Which is, I mean,
declaratory judgment. You can't not do it without a declaratory judgment, which is what we just,
which is,
you know,
give the layman terms. What's that?
A declaratory judgment is a declaration, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have. It's a public declaration,
mm-hmm.
but it's like what we call a corrento.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you are you took a power that doesn't belong to you.
And once that's exposed, what do you suggest?
Once that's exposed, then you go to the court. Then you go to Kwame Raoul because he have carte blanche, so to speak, to release that person. He could go to court without a judge's permission.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir.
Without the judge's permission. He can go to the court. He could petition the court by motion to drop the charges. Right now,
based upon his determination,
Kim Fox has to ask the judge, and the judge has to defy it, per se. Now, they usually 90% of the time do what she asks, but in reality, she doesn't have the power to do that.
You said, Mark, does this include some? Okay, so she's real. Okay. People pressure, right?
People is the only pressure.
Okay.
They're not going to bend to a politician. They're not going to bend to a judge. Judges don't know what I'm telling you. State's attorneys don't know what I'm telling you. They have no idea because they're going with what the system says,
so
what the institution has in capacity for years.
So she give you the call in to the attorney general's all about herself case?
You can do that. You can do that, and then you rely upon, and I'll give you, I didn't bring my stuff because I came from work, all the information that you need, but it's readily available to you. It's in the books.
That's the old adage of if you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in the book.
And that's the
yes, sir. All power to the people, bro.
That's true.
But we don't. Wait.
I'll say this. lastly, I'll say this lastly. When you fighting, and I know he got Greenberg, when you're fighting, they're gonna uphold the system. You have to, people got to get together. The only power that we have is the people, particularly black people, because that's the most that's locked up. You have to get together with the other mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the woman power, and you got to get our brothers up out of there.
First Nation.
Yes.
I have no problem doing it. I've been, but let me tell you this. Since my son been in jail, I have been marching with other people's children, other men, and every friend was Frank is number one of them. When we did Gerald Reed's case, I was there marching with them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
All of that. I marched in the back.
But
and so that's what made me walk away from that.
But what you did, you were arguing about a system, right?
Right.
That's upholding a system that's right. You're marching for, I hate to say this.
Let me close out. Okay, wait.
For the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And that capacity.
We have another episode of Free Mall Radio live and direct, y'all. We got a Cub on up out of here, y'all. Same time, same station. 929-477-37. Forgive me, I'm doing this miswag. It's two sticks. Free Mall, y'all. Again, if y'all get those contacts, one prison, one contact, what's it called? Free Mall. Right on.
The Frenchman. Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
Off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that Rico.